Mike, hi, sweetie. I hope the job's going well. So, I hope you're not mad, but I found Mrs. Hoover's journal in your truck, and, well, I couldn't exactly not read it, so I did. And, I know all about the blackmail, so call me, we'll talk. Love you, bye. I haven't heard back, and I was getting a little concerned. The girls and I were talking, and we think that maybe Paul Young killed Mrs. Hoover, and if he did, then maybe he killed your old girlfriend, too. So we should really talk about this, so call me. I love you. Bye. I thought the whole point of having a cell phone was so someone could reach you when they needed to talk. How can we move forward as a couple if you won't communicate with me? Mike, I need you to call me back. I mean it. Love you. Bye. I'm so sorry for that last phone call. Let's just say it was the worry talking. I just really need to talk to you, and can you hang on? I got another call. Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Oh, my God, where have you been?
The reception's pretty lousy up here, but I got your messages.
Well, I'm really sorry for that last message. I was just,
Stressed out?
Yes, let's call it stressed out. So how did you get Martha Hoover's journal?
Oh, her sister, Mrs. Tillman, gave it to me. She was helping me with my search.
I just really think we need to give it to the police.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Sure, yeah. As soon as I get through with this job, we'll make an appointment with that detective. What's his name? Copeland.
Great. That's great.
All right, so I'll, see you in a few hours.
Okay. Hurry, though. I just have a feeling that Paul Young is in the middle of all of this.
Well, let's not rush to judgment.